Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be episode 3, Dog Force. How are you? I'm doing well. I'm going to back some. Episode. I've titled it Grief, Loss, Rejoicing, Discovery. That was briefing substitute word one. Pretty much need the same thing. Now, one thing about that almost a year ago. It's been many people who lost loved ones, friends, not only people, but friendships. That person I know, at least a dozen people either I know past or some member of their family past. So I know what I'm all the loss and the grief. And that's not the only loss. Some people lost their livelihood, lost their jobs. Some even worse, maybe have lost their apartments or their home. Another one I can think of is prior to the pandemic. We're going about it this way. Movies and shows, restaurants, enjoying their lives. And since the shutdown, all that's gone. Loss, there's another loss too, a loss of enjoying the things that bring us joy. Is going to the museum, watching food for us. One thing I do miss is all the parades. I miss the Pride Parade. I know here in New York City in June, they have a lot of parades. You have the Puerto Rican Day Parade, you have the Pride Parade here every year, and a number of other parades. I know last summer we didn't have any parades. Usually have an Easter break. So there was an awful lot of loss. The loss of family or friends, the livelihood, entertainment, joy. One loss of that is not being able to worship in our church, instead of our bus. And that's been a loss. I've always been to my place of worship only once. I thank God that we have online service, but I miss the interaction with all my friends in my senior center. With all the actors, just seeing my friends, engage. I miss all that. Who else? But either way, we've lost. I think all of us have lost something. And some people are mourning those loss. I understand. Of course, you lose a loved one or a good friend or a partner, yes. I understand that we've lost some lost persons you may not see, won't see them. You brought so much joy to your life, and now you're not going to see them. And I like to extend my deepest condolences to all of you who have lost something. Thanks for all this pandemic. result in one way or another. First of all, Ecclesiastes said, a time earlier, so the verse 4, time left, time on, and next. So right now, I guess it's safe to start sleeping in the morning. So we wash it, keep it safe, and do the things that life do. So it's a loss. Lost world. But then again, it's not this way. I'm stuck. No. Also have a positive faith for what city was most the most of the good also. And many people have discovered that they have right to do it. So they discovered other things in their lives. They saw what they had to do. Things that maybe they haven't done here. Playing in art or maybe wanted to start a new career. Many people start careers. Maybe sharpen up some skills. And something to find joy at home. Some will say that things are going to go back to normal as they were. That'll happen. There's going to be a lot of change. Question about that. Discovery. You're not only discovery going through activity. Discovery of how we're going to do with our lives. The world changes. I also think about after he died on the bus, the third. I can only imagine how the house felt. They saw their leader who had promised, he was the coming king of Israel, who performed miracles, who taught them everything that he knew. And then died a horrible death on the cross. And then crucified his son.
Okay.
And then he's full of the bus every day, second back. Here it is, all the books, and I saw it there. I'm sure there's no question there was loss. I'm sure there was a lot of grief, wondering, saying, now what's going to happen? I can only imagine what was in the heart of I can imagine what was in the heart of all of them. Be alive with 6 million in the back. But then, if there's a lot of love, we fall for it. But there will be a time of joyous loss. So I always encourage her last time. This is what this is. And then with COVID, it's going to last forever. I also believe that should rejoice. A little past song, we should rejoice for our lives. You know, shared many wonderful things. So maybe some tough things, maybe some wonderful things. Maybe it could have been a person, could have been a friend. Maybe you only knew them for a short time, for a while, and then rejoiced that they became part of your life. You don't always like to think that, you know, God brings people into our lives for reasons unknown. One day, it's kind of, you know, either we or they move on. You know, it's like a flower. Flowers go. And I think about the LGBTQ. You know, I know it's hard on them because they have that interaction with others. Encouragement. So everybody helps out each other. It brought encouragement, connection, brotherhood, sisterhood. And think about our senior citizens at home. You know, it's hard stuff. Life is hard. Family can't miss. And then I think about people who have died now, seeing their members of their family. Now I get to rejoice. I think I'm rejoicing. You know, yes, you're sad. Are you grieving? You miss them. But also to be grateful for the person who came past to your life. You know, did they encourage you? Did they bring much joy to your life? You know, did they lift you up when you go down? I mean, those are the capabilities. You know, maybe they have those conversations. Maybe you met over fall here. Maybe you both went to a show together or just hung out in the park, just talk, maybe on the phone. Yeah, you're going to miss them. But just be thankful that they were part of your life. So maybe some activities that you miss doing. I know when I was 28, I had the opportunity to play with Sandlot football, but I couldn't just because I had an injury and a very bad injury. My life, so I thought it was just that. It was beautiful. It was a tough loss. I love football. I love football. Set aside and give it up. But I was happy that I played. Happy for the knowledge that I have of. I think about the resurrection. Yeah. Well, Jesus wasn't there. And she had, like the other apostles, she had heard that God was going to come back. And she was excited when she saw it. Yep, she ran back and told the apostles. Also, a slow voice. She was the first one to say, He's risen. Did you know what he did exactly? He did what he was going to say he was going to do. He said he's all true. Dagger left Jesus did appear to him. I'm sure that they were, for sure, they also put it in their heart. Oh, no, then it came to them. Oh, just want you to talk about. Sometimes we'll also talk about more clarity of some things. I think one thing that I've heard a lot is their own mortality. Now, I understand, but exactly, maybe something to do with they won't get live forever with things like the same everything. But if you look at the state of many people in the past, look at all these state of celebrity past, like one right after another. And people just, shows that we're mortal. One day we're gonna go through the same thing. Think about also, what happened, what about your life? The choice that you've lived this long, as long as you have. I had heart surgery, and I'm just thankful that I was given a second chance. God didn't get that. So I'm very mindful of that. Along the way, I discovered other things. I discovered there were a lot of things in life that I wanted to do. I'm sure many parents say now it's doing this thing. In the memory of joining Jesus' time, there was much fear in the virgin and oppression. They were on the Roman rule. But many people there felt like the pandemic was something only them. This dark cloud of people who did discover Jesus and believed in him. It seems like that cloud lifted, or that veil was lifted. And they so had a clearer view, like in Matt Gargis and Val Bolger. So I had a clearer view of what he saw. His countenance was so bright. Came back to the people, and he had conversations. Now that was a life-changing experience. We're sure many of us had a life-changing experience. Even in these times, we have life-changing experience. And life-changing experiences don't have to be a negative. Life-changing experiences are a freeing or rejoicing or discovery. I know how people who are, they draw do a lot of art. So when I go through them, chapter 4 school, say it's weeping. Time to mourn. They were mourning now. But there will be a time when all this is over and that. I'm a maybe we should have a party after all this is over. Went through it, we made it through. The final point is discovery. I'm pretty sure many of us have discovered a lot of things about ourselves. Do we need to expand ourselves? I'm sure there are some people who have found rekindlement in something that they had done when they were younger. I had picked up a guitar or a brush, some art. Back they were younger, they had, they were into it, and then through work, family, they kind of see the discontinuity. One thing to remember, once you have a talent or an ability, you never lose it. It's like riding a bike. You may not ride a bike for 30 years, but you didn't want to get on the bike. And then, you know, it may be a little bit rusty, but you still know how to ride a bike. Why? Because you've done it. It's grief, mourning, and loss, but it's not permanent. Yeah, I've suffered loss. You know, there's been a lot of loss, and I've suffered loss. But I've discovered things about, you know, about others, wonderful things. Discovered things about myself. Discovered, and I just rejoice for God bringing me through this up to this point. I just rejoice for the people who have been in my life, who were in my life. I miss some that I truly miss, but I'm just rejoicing there. I was able to get to know them. You know, they enrich my life, and I pray that I somehow get the same. This isn't gonna last forever. It's a point to pass. But in the meantime, don't lose faith in God. You know, like I said, it'll be grief. So rejoice. And trust in God during this time. God will see you through. Just like I feel, as I say, through this, God will come to you. And then when He does, we'll all rejoice and thank God for His goodness and His mercy. This is going to be easy, right? Pray this episode has helped you. I pray it encouraged you. And I pray as we go to the next time, pray, maybe share, here with some of the things that happened in your life. Genevieve, Gems, and I look forward to getting together again. Thank you, and God bless you.